Hello, the Swiveness, the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 285. 285. So, welcome to 2021 again. Happy New Year. This is the 2nd of January. And we are personalizing Psalm 91. So, Psalm 91, verse 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion. And the serpent you trample underfoot. That is New Living Translation. So what we're doing here is to personalize it. So you say, I tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent I trample underfoot. Say it again. I tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent I trample underfoot. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see that happening practically in your life. In 2021, you are not going to cry. In 2021, you will not be down and under. We call us Australia down and under, but that is not it. So you will not be down and drowning. No. In 2021, what's going to happen to you? You are treading upon the lion, you are treading upon the adder or the cobra, you are treading upon the young lion or the fierce lion, and the serpent or the dragon. All these I said to you in the previous episode are metaphorical usage of these animals. It doesn't mean that it's a physical, you know, lion, or but what happens is that what they are a symbol, the whatever happens to you, or I mean whatever it can hurt, and the level of at which it can hurt is how it has been described. So for example, when we talk about lion, so lions are of nature, they are bold and loud. So when they are the roar of the lions, the king of the dead of the forest, the king of animals, when you roar, you know, everybody's afraid, because it comes after its prey with force. It's bold. It's like, no one can be like me, no one is like me, I'm bigger and I'm the biggest, and so every other thing is a prey and I am the victor and others are the victims. So that is how the lion is like. So when we are talking about, we are saying that the lion is like a metaphor, it's like a symbol. So when we're talking about things that happen to you that is like, has lion effect, we're talking about trouble. We're talking about adversity that can hit somebody, that can be like a car wreck, an accident, a car accident, plane crash, or a doctor's report. I mean, a bad doctor's report, rare cancer. I mean, this one, when you are the last stages of cancer, it's not your portion. I'm talking about things that are like that, that are of a lion's nature. So the unexpected bill that comes, and it's like even your whole year's salary, if they put it together, you cannot pay that bill. You know, or a surgery that you have to have or else you die, that takes away all that you have. You might have to. I know somebody who had to sell brutos. I had to sell all that I had to be able to take care of my son because he was dying. So things like this, they are of a lion's nature. So, but look at what God is saying to you. That by what Christ has done for you, he says that you tread upon the lion. You tread on such adversities. You tread on such trouble. You tread. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And when we say tread, the word tread means to press down or to crush. Press down or crush. So God has given you authority to tread on your enemies, on the so-called lions and snakes, the serpents that come to face you. God has given you authority. He said to them in Luke 9 and 1. You know, Luke 9, that is when he sent them two by two to go into the land and preach the gospel. When Jesus was here, he sent his disciples. Then he said to them, I give unto you authority. Authority to do what? To tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. So in the next episode, I'll be going into that. But right now, what do you know? If there is any lion, car crash, I mean, things are bold and hit a man. And it's like, it reels you, it takes over your whole life. God says, you tread on such things. I see you treading on lions in 2021. You are the one. You tread upon them. You're so blessed. Bye.